today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun alaikum. So welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about to enjoy worship. Salamu alaikum. Today, Monday, which is 20th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 13th of the month of Azar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and 4th of December, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we start with the Holy Quran. For today, let's listen to verse 77 of chapter Al-Hajj.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اركعوا واسجدوا واعبدوا ربكم. وَاعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ وَافْعَلُوا الْخَيْرَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ
O you who have believed, bow and prostrate and worship your Lord and do good, that you may succeed.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The ritual acts of bowing and prostration are among the examples of worship. Yet in this holy verse, these two acts are mentioned beside the Quranic word worship, which indicates both the importance of prayer and these two elements of prayer. By the way, divine salvation of prosperity is the last stage of perfection of which we must be hopeful when we have fulfilled our duties of worships and benefactions. This holy verse, addressing the believers, states some general and inclusive instructions which protect their religion, worldly affairs, and succession in all circumstances.
Life is not the same. When I'm too concerned by what they say, why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in life, a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
Today we want to continue our interesting topic, which was to enjoy worship. Worshipping Allah adds meaning to our lives and constantly renews our purpose. In the good times, we are thankful for His blessings, and in challenging circumstances, we trust Allah will see us through. Therefore, worship strengthens our relationship with the Creator, instilling a sense of gratefulness for the countless favors We enjoy as His creation as well as enabling us to develop values such as patience, perseverance, and resilience when faced with trials and tragedies. As a result, it helps us achieve humility, recognizing Allah as the originator and sustainer of the universe and surrendering to Him in worship.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Today we are going to talk about how we can enjoy our worship and the acts of worship. Prophet Musa alayhi salam spent 40 days on the mountain praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And during these 40 days, he was so immersed in worshiping and serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he did not need water, food, or even sleep. This was because the pleasure of worship made him not to be in need of any other needs. What blinds a person's taste so that he does not taste prayers and its joy and ecstasy and the pleasure of a worship is the sin or the sins that we usually commit. There is a great pleasure in serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that if a person tasteth, he will never leave the door of this house. Some factors that are effective in creating the pleasure of worship are knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the feeling of being in His presence. Paying attention to the meaning of prayers and the presence of heart and presence of the heart in worship. Praying first and in congregation are among other factors that usually gives us this sense of sweetness of to be able to taste the sweetness of the prayers and the pleasure of prayers. Also, choosing a suitable place and staying away from crowded and noisy places, choosing the best time for worship in a way that one is not tired and bored. Preparation before worship means that a person prepares himself and prepares himself to a certain extent. Or preparation in general before any prayer actually are among the factors that usually brings this taste and sweetness to the person who performs the prayers and actually makes him understand the pleasure of the pleasure of the worship.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special. This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful
years of joy between you till the end of time. Let's entitle this part A Wonderful Transformation. We have become accustomed to always think. If we don't think, we entertain ourselves. There is no downtime, no quiet time. Even during our worship or thoughts run and run. We go through the movements without gaining the spiritual benefits of a God-focused mind and heart. Again, let's see worship as a refuge from our own busyness. As a start, we can try to feel our heart's connection to Allah during prostration. Try to stay in prostration as long as it takes to feel connected to Allah. This will be the start of a wonderful transformation. That's why I called this part A Wonderful Transformation. From seeing prayer as just an obligation to feeling prayer as our personal need. today we have a way to get closer to Allah. You can find it with this question: are you just going through the motions? Laura, an American new Muslim, expressed that she felt close to Allah when she accepted Islam, but explained that after a while she felt she was just going through the motions and felt nothing. She felt she was a robot and was yearning for that closeness to Allah again. So she started out with sincerity in her prayers. Allah hears your prayers and He will respond to them. However, He will respond when the time is right, since He has the knowledge of all things. And He will do it not a minute before or a minute after. His timing is just. We must maintain sincerity in everything we do, especially prayer. Acknowledge that prayer is the obligatory method ordered by Allah to worship Him. If we are praying for the sake of showing others that we pray, or praying and not paying attention to what we are saying in the prayer, then we are not putting sincerity in the prayer. We have to make an intention or niyyah to clear our mind of pride and try to be focused in prayers. The trick to maintain the sincerity in prayers is to pray as if it is our last prayer before death.
So we affirm the oneness of Allah, His self-sufficiency, His omnipresence, His omnipotence. And this is why we cannot ascribe any partners to God. This is why the Prophet Isa alayhi salam, he said, "Inni Abdullah atani al-kitab." I'm not the son of God. I'm not the cousin of, I'm not anything to God except for Abd. And this is the same title which is given to our own Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Subhana alladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa. Our own Prophet, peace be upon him, is referred to as the slave abd, because God has no child, no father. He does not beget, nor is He begotten. Because once we start to ascribe parts, anything that has a part is dependent on that part for functionality, right? If you take a bottle, this has several parts. The bottle part, you have the cap, you have the label, you have the actual liquid which is inside of it. All of these are components which give this value. If you were to take this without the water inside, you can't sell this to anybody. You can't give it to anyone for free. If it doesn't have the water inside, if it doesn't have the cap on top, nobody's going to take a bottle of water. They won't trust you if you give them a bottle of water, or if you sell them a bottle of water without the cap. It depends on all of its parts for it to be relevant, for it to have value. And this is why philosophers say that, philosophically speaking, Allah is basit, simple, meaning that He's not comprised of parts. Because if He had parts, He would automatically be dependent on those parts. And that would go against the definition of God, who is not dependent on anything.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. That was all for today's special. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic, enjoying worshipping Allah, on the next episode of today's special. Thank you very much, and fi amanillah.
So far from you, yet to me you is so close. I wandered lost in the dark. I closed my eyes.